This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized on promoting round-the-year tourism in Uttarakhand to strengthen the economy and create jobs for the youth. Addressing a public meeting at Harsil in Uttarkashi district of the state today, Mr. Modi stressed the need for diversification of the tourism sector in the state, appealing to the people to visit Uttarakhand in winter season. The Prime Minister said there should be no off-season in the picturesque hill state. He said it will allow visitors to experience the state's divine landscapes.
Winter tourism mein yahan logon ko trekking, skiing jaisi activities ka romanch sachmuch mein romanchit kar dega. Dharmik yatra ke liye bhi Uttarakhand mein sardiyon ka samay behad khaas hota hai. Kai tirth sthalon par isi samay vishesh anushthan bhi hote hain. Isliye उत्तराखंड सरकार का 12 मासी पर्यटन का विजन लोगों को दिव्य अनुभूतियों से जुड़ने का अवसर देगा.
The Prime Minister also outlined major infrastructure projects approved for the state. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister flagged off a trek and bike rally in Harsil as part of efforts to promote tourism and boost the local economy. India has condemned the security breach by separatists and extremists during the visit of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar to the United Kingdom. The External Affairs Ministry in a statement called it provocative activities of a small group of separatists and extremists. It said that India has deplored these actions and it is the misuse of democratic freedom by such elements. It further added that they expect the host government in such cases to fully live up to their diplomatic obligations. Dr. Jaishankar is on a six-day visit to the UK and Ireland. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has emphasised the importance of preventive and promotive health care in building a healthy and fit India, citing the wisdom of ancient Indian medical pioneers like Charak, Sushruta and Lord Dhanvantri. He highlighted the country's rich healthcare legacy. Dr. Mandavia said this while addressing a seminar on health challenges and a healthy lifestyle in Faridabad, Haryana. The minister also stressed the significance of meditation, yoga and fasting as key components of preventive health care. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that in order to build a progressive society, citizens must free themselves from untouchability, caste-based discrimination and inequalities. Addressing the Lok Mata Ahilyabai Holkar Mahila Samman in New Delhi, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the goal is to create a society based on equality where no one is considered superior or inferior. He added that every citizen should believe that a person's worth is not determined by their caste, religion, language or gender, but by their virtues. In Uttar Pradesh, an active terrorist of Babar Khalsa International with alleged links to Pakistan's ISI was arrested from Kaushambi district in the early hours today in a joint operation by the state's Special Task Force and Punjab Police. Briefing media about the successful joint operation, Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police Prashant Kumar said the arrested terrorist works for the head of the Germany-based module of Babar Khalsa International, Swarn Singh alias Jeevan Fauji, and is in direct touch with Pakistan-based ISI operatives. The United Nations will slash monthly food aid for Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh from $12.5 to $6 per month from April due to a funding crisis, the World Food Programme informed Bangladesh yesterday. Diplomatic sources attribute the funding crisis to the suspension of financial aid by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. In Indian Super League football, Hyderabad FC will clash against Punjab FC at 7:30 p.m. today in Gachibowli Stadium, Hyderabad. Odisha FC defeated Jamshedpur FC 3-2 at the JRD Tata Sports Complex yesterday. With this win, Odisha FC have climbed to the sixth spot with 33 points, but their league campaign has wrapped up. And with that, we end this news bulletin.